Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of I Won't Stop Until I Win. I am your host, Jose Flores, and each week I'll be sharing inspiring stories of people who push through the pain, who overcome adversity, and who keep on running their race to become the winners they are today. So thank you for spending some time with me, and let's jump right into the show. Great day, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to give a few moments to God and to give him some thanks because I believe that without him, none of this would be possible. So I just pray that somebody that's out there that's listening is encouraged, is motivated, inspired, not only to learn more and do more, but to become more. I pray that in Jesus' name. Thanks again, guys, for hanging out with me. Listen, this week, I wanted to get real, raw, and authentic with you guys. I wanted to talk about what are you running from? What is it that you're running from? You know, because a lot of times in life, we're running from so many different things and not running to the things that we really want. Think about that for a second. We're running away from so many different things, but not running to the things that we do want in our lives. And the reason I wanted to talk about that today is because I've had a lot of people reach out to me recently on social media, just telling me about different things that they're going through, different challenges, different struggles, different adversities that they're dealing with. And they get overwhelmed. It gets overbearing sometimes. And a lot of them are like, have already quit or on the verge of quitting. And I like to tell them, one of the things that I like to tell them is that you can't quit, right? That's what the podcast is. I won't stop until I win. So if you quit, you'll never win. If you quit, you become a loser. But if you keep on going and you never give up, eventually you're going to win. And it may seem small in the beginning, but as you continue to go on, those wins are going to get bigger and bigger and bigger in your life. So I wanted to ask you that question. What is it that you're running from? You know, some people, maybe you might be running from fear. Maybe you might be running from rejection. Maybe you might be running from, you know, low self-esteem or limiting beliefs or self-doubt. Maybe you might be running from past experiences. Maybe you're running from a past tragedy. Whatever it is, now is the time for you to stop running from what you're afraid of and start running to what it is that you want your life to look like. And if I'm telling you this, if coronavirus hasn't shown you that now is the time, then I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, this coronavirus is something that we've never experienced in our time, right? No one has ever experienced this. This is on a global level. So many people are hurting. So many people are struggling. People have lost jobs. People, companies and businesses have closed. Stock market is going crazy. There's so many crazy things that are happening. But one thing that you can't allow to happen, that you cannot allow to happen, is your willpower, your self-drive, your parent, your passion, your energy to diminish to a level where you feel like giving up. You got to keep going, folks. You got to keep going. So when you think about what it is that you're running from, how is it that you can flip the script on that thing and start turning that negative energy into something positive? You know, for me, and you guys, many of you know my story, but for me, there were so many years that I was running away from the world, to be honest. I didn't want to be judged. I didn't want to be ridiculed. You know, I didn't want to be rejected. I always felt like, you know, that people wouldn't respect me as a man because I was in a wheelchair. You know, all of these different type of thoughts and feelings and emotions were running through my mind, but the reality was I was running away from these things. I wouldn't go out in public as much as I would have liked to because, again, my body was getting weak. My leg would give out on me. I would fall at random moments. And so I would be afraid of being in public and having an episode where I fell in front of people in the public and then people laughing. That would just, oh my gosh, you have no idea. That I would just cringe just of the thought of that happening to me. And so, but eventually, you know, eventually we get to our limits. I know if you're anything like me, you have gotten to your limit probably a couple of times. And you're like, I can't deal with this anymore. I don't want to live my life like this anymore. This shouldn't be like this. I shouldn't be struggling so much. And the list can go on and on and on. But the reality is, and I've been there too. That's what I'm saying. I've been there too. I'm talking from experience. I've been there too. But the difference is that I made a choice and I made a decision that when I got sick and tired, I was going to do something about it. And what happens is that many times we get sick and tired of being sick and tired, but what happens? We go right back to doing the same things that we're sick and tired of doing. We go right back to getting the same results that we're sick and tired of getting. We go right back to the same people that we're sick and tired of being around. And the cycle continues, and it goes on and on and on until you actually realize that you need to make a choice and make a decision that you're going to say, this is where the buck stops. I am truly and really sick and tired of being sick and tired. And not only do I want to see a difference, I am willing to make a difference starting right now. Starting right now, folks. You got to start right now, because if you don't start, right? We've heard that quote that says, you don't have to be great to get started, but you have to start to be great, right? You don't have to be great to get started, but you have to start to be great. So why not start right now? I mean, you've already experienced all the letdowns that you've had from yourself, from other people, from your family, from your environment, from your community. Why not start right now to be the change that you want to see in your own life? There's no better time than now. And I'm telling you, even I'm speaking to myself right now, like during the coronavirus, this whole COVID-19, I made moves. I've been quiet with my head down, hustling, grinding, putting in the work, and I've seen some great results. But that's the only way you're going to see results, is if you stop running from what it is that's holding you back and start running towards what it is that you want to see in your life. And again, you know, maybe somebody told you that you weren't good enough. Maybe somebody told you that you weren't qualified. Maybe when you were younger, somebody told you that you were stupid and that you'll never be anything great in life, that you'll never amount to nothing, right? We hear those stories over and over. And those are the amazing stories. Those are the stories that we want to hear. We want to hear the story. We want to hear the stories of people actually winning in life. Those are the stories that are exciting. Those are the stories that are amazing. Those people that we get to hear and listen and follow that have overcome something in life. And I'm going to be honest with you. That's one of the reasons I'm going to toot my horn right now. That's one of the reasons why people love me. And I'm not saying this to brag or boast, but people see me in the wheelchair and they expect me to live a certain type of life, right? That stereotypical type of expectation. And we all know what I'm talking about. People don't expect much from me because they see me in a wheelchair, so they just expect that I'm living off of government assistance. They just expect that I'm on Medicare. They just expect that I'm not married. They just expect that I don't have kids. They just expect that I'm not going to be successful. And the list can go on and on and on. And when people finally actually get to know me and they see the things that I've done and the accomplishments and all the accolades and the awards and the recognition, they're like, wow. That guy did all of that? Yes, that guy did all of that. You want to know why? Because I stopped running from opinions of other people. I stopped running from worrying about what people were going to think about me. I stopped running from people thinking that I was disqualified. I stopped running from people saying that you'll never be able to do anything great because you're in a wheelchair. I stopped running, guys. I was tired of running away. But let me tell you something. When I figured out what my purpose was, and I figured out what my passion was, and I started seeing results in my life, man, I started running like never before. And I know that sounds crazy coming from a guy in a wheelchair, but let me tell you something. I wake up every day and I am running. That's right. Every day you see me, I wake up, I'm running. Don't get it twisted. Don't let the wheelchair fool you. The wheelchair is just a mirage for some people. It's just something that looks like there, but I don't let it hold me down. And if you know me, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you're in my circle, you know exactly the type of people that I run with. I only run with winners. Why? Because, and let me tell you, everybody at one point or another has ran from something in their lives. I'm going to say that again. Everybody at one point or another has ran from something in their lives. Maybe something they're not proud of. Maybe something they did. Maybe something they said. Maybe there was a relationship that was broken. Maybe a marriage or between husband and wife, or between, you know, parent and child, or a colleague or a friend, or whatever the case may be. I mean, you could fill in the blanks. Whatever the case may be, it doesn't matter. What matters most is that now you got to stop running from what it is that's holding you back and start running to what you want to see your life to look like. And I'm going to be honest with you. The moment that I made the decision, my life has never been the same. Doors have been open. I've been able to make some amazing connections and meet some incredibly amazing people. I'm telling you, when you make the decision to stop running, I mean, listen, there's one thing, when you're running away from something, it is tiring. It is tiring. But when you're running to something, now don't get me wrong, when you're running to your dreams, when you're running to your goals, when you're running to the things you want to accomplish in life, it's equally as tiring, but there's a different mindset that you're carrying with yourself. There's a different attitude. There's a different perspective that you have when you're running to something that you want in life. You get that extra wind. You get that extra energy. You get that extra fire in your belly. And you start to develop that I won't stop until I win mentality. But when you're running away from something, it's draining. It's pulling you down. It's pulling you back. You get to a point where you want to say, I can't take this anymore. And you want to give up. And so many people do give up. But listen, guys, today's message is not about giving up. Today's message is not about getting tired of running. It's about getting that passion and that fire and that energy to stop running from what it is that's holding you back and start running to the life that you want to see. I mean, you want to reach a level of success? Everybody does. Whatever that looks like for you, start running to it today, right now. Even while you're listening to this episode, I want you to start. I hope that you're formulating ideas and creativity right now as I'm speaking. I want you to listen to the sound of my voice, and I want you to listen to me telling you, start right now today. Start being creative. Start writing down your ideas. Start creating a plan. Be strategic, because the success that you want to see in life is attainable, ladies and gentlemen. It is attainable. And again, I'm speaking from experience. If you would have told me 5 years ago that I would be a number one best-selling author, I would have been like, man, you crazy. I didn't even like reading, let alone writing, when I was younger. If you would have told me that I would have been traveling the world and speaking to millions of people and inspiring them and impacting their lives so that they, in such a way that they are wanting to make a change in their own lives, I'd have been like, probably not. Right? If you'd have told me I would have been co-signed by the greatest of all times, the great Les Brown, and going on tour with him and doing events with him and speaking on the same stages as him, I'd have been like, nah, that's way too far out of my reach. But ladies and gentlemen, I have done all of those things, and I continue to do. I continue to do. Every single day I wake up, I continue to do. And so I want to encourage you, if you're listening to this episode, the whole concept of I won't stop until I win is about developing a winning mindset, developing a mindset that's filled with mental toughness and mental resilience, developing the mindset, because I'm a firm believer that when the mind decides, everything else follows. One of my other mentors, the great Tim Grover, he said, Jose is the definition of relentlessness. And if you haven't gotten his book, check that out. Relentless. But the reason why these people are able to say these things about me is because when they see me smiling. They think I'm a cool dude, which I am, by the way, especially when you get to know me. But they see the wheelchair and they're like, man, this guy's in a wheelchair. And he's killing it. He's crushing it. He's making moves. He's not letting that thing stop him. And so I want to tell you right now, if you're listening to this episode, I want to tell you whatever it is that you thought was holding you back, now is the time to let go, let that thing go. That's just dead weight. You got to let it go and you got to keep on going. I want you to know that it is possible. Success is attainable. Whether it's a personal goal or a business goal. Listen, when I first started my business, I had absolutely zero idea of what I was doing. Zero idea, but I made up my mind, right? When the mind decides, everything else follows. I made up my mind and I said, you know what? I'm gonna figure this thing out. So I started researching, I started Googling, I started YouTubing, watching hours and hours, countless hours of videos, countless time researching stuff on Google, countless times and hours asking people questions, my mentors, people that I saw were successful that was around me, I was asking them questions, and I never stopped going. I never stopped hustling. I never stopped grinding, and I never will until the day I die. That's the only time that everything ends, is when you're dead. But if you're alive and you wake up and you're breathing, then now is the time. Now is the time. So I want to encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, go after life, wake up and attack life like never before, and stop running. Ask yourself, what is it that I'm running away from? What is it that I'm running from? Be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself. That's the only way you're going to get ahead, is by being honest with yourself and asking yourself those tough questions. What is it that I'm running from? Am I running from rejection? Am I running from fear? Am I running from ridicule? Am I running from people not saying that I'm qualified enough? Or am I running from people thinking that what I'm doing is crazy? So what? Be crazy, like my boy Luis Marcelino likes to say, you got to be crazy to win. And I love it because it's true. You got to be crazy to win. So I want you to be encouraged by this episode. And I want you to really do a self-assessment and an analysis of yourself and of your business. This is also for business owners. If you're in business and you've been wondering and you feel stuck and you've been wondering why stuff is plateaued, why the needle hasn't moved forward, why things aren't increasing, I want you to ask yourself, what is it that you are running from? Because even as businesses, you wanna be able to satisfy everybody. But here's the thing. You won't satisfy everybody. Everybody is not your customer. Everybody is not your ideal customer. But there's people out there that are going to resonate with your message, with your branding, with your story. And that's what's most important. So ladies and gentlemen, I want to just leave you with this. Stop running away from whatever it is that's holding you back and start running to the dreams and the life that you want to live, that your family wants to live, that your friends and your employees or your coworkers want to live. It's attainable, guys, and you can do it. So listen, that's what I have for you this week. Stop running from and stop running and start running to. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys for hanging out with me every single week. Listen, if you like this episode, I want you to go ahead and share it with somebody you know that needs to hear this. Because we have friends, we have family members, we have colleagues, we have associates that we know personally that are running away from certain things. And we got to share this message with them so they can start getting on a track and a path of success. So I want you to share this with everybody. I want you to go ahead and leave a review. Leave me a 5-star review. Leave a comment in there, because that's going to help me get to the next level in the charts as well. And I want you to help me blow this podcast up and share with everybody you know, because from this point going forward, I'm going to be so authentic and transparent with you guys. It's not even funny. I'm going to be honest with you. When I first started this podcast, I was on a path of wanting to talk about what I thought other people wanted to hear. And we could get caught up in that. And I've done several episodes about that, but I've also done episodes where I pour my heart out, I pour my soul out, and I get real with you guys, and I get authentic and transparent with you guys. You probably even heard me cry in some episodes. But I'm telling you, from this point going forward, that's all you're going to get from me. I'm not going to be talking about what other people want to hear. That's why I created the podcast, is because originally I wanted to talk about what I thought was important, what I thought was relevant, and what I thought was going to help people move the needle forward, whether it's in their personal life or their business life. And I know I'm getting super transparent right now, but that's what's allowed me to get to from level to level to level to level, because people can recognize authenticity and transparency and they love being around it. You know why? Because the world is full of so much fluffiness. And this is a fluff-free environment, baby. So I want to thank you for tuning in and hanging out with me every single week. By the way, I just dropped a new course. I've said it a couple times before, but I dropped a new course. It's called the Mindset Takeover Mastery. It's a 10-week digital course, 10 hours of video instruction that's going to help you go from level to level to level and even skip some levels, because I believe that everything starts and ends in the mind. And as you always hear me say, ladies and gentlemen, when the mind decides, everything else follows. So I'll go ahead and drop that in the comments as well in the show notes. It's mindsettakeover.com. Go ahead and start taking over your mind, because once you start taking over your mind, then you can take over everything else you want in life. Believe me when I tell you, I promise you, I guarantee you that you'll start seeing results. Also, I just converted my new book, Don't Let Your Struggle Become Your Standard, into the Spanish edition. So if you have any Spanish friends or family out there, coworkers that you know want to go to the next level, it just made the number one bestseller list. Go ahead and cop that as well and give it to all your friends and family that you know need to go to the next level. Like, listen, I'm a true fan of not letting your struggle become your standard, because when you don't, that's when you see results and that's when you're able to level up. So I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. Until next week, make sure then you don't stop until you win. Take care. Love you guys. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to this episode of I Won't Stop Until I Win. Once again, I am your host, Jose Flores, and make sure you visit me at joseinspires.com, where you'll see links to all my social media, where I'm bringing content like this every single day on how you can win and keep on winning. We have new episodes dropping every week, so make sure you guys like, subscribe, and share with other winners so that everyone can keep up with what's going on. Once again, I appreciate you tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next episode of I Won't Stop Until I Win.